that. And so what we're talking about when we talk about dirty crude oil, two major problems. One, refinement, processing of it. The second major problem, transport. So refinement. It's harder to refine dirtier crude oil. As the crude oil becomes dirtier, it's harder to refine. What does that mean? It means more energy to process and more impurities to take out of it. So that means more air pollution coming out of the refineries. The other problem with refinement of this dirtier crude oil is that it's more corrosive. So in 2011, or I'm sorry, 2012, as much more recent history, the Richmond oil refinery blew up, exploded, caught fire. Federal investigators pointed to one of the major causes of that was dirty crude oil. You had corrosive crude oil running through the refinery, finally wore down the portion of the refinery that gave out, exploded. Dirty crude oil, it means much more hazardous working conditions for refinery workers, because eating away at the innards of a refinery. Two, transport of dirty crude. I already mentioned that Lake Megantic. Transporting this crude is highly hazardous. This morning, it was reported that Earth Justice, along with CB and other groups, filed a lawsuit against an energy company called Kinder Morgan.
Woohoo!
Yes, so very naughty people. The lawsuit is also against the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. That's a lot of words to say. Our local air quality regulators, and that's is once again a case of the fox guarding the hen house. They basically rubber stamped this permit for Kinder Morgan to bring in. They've been bringing in for the past 6 months, apparently, dirty crude, explosive crude, the type that was being transported in the Lake Megantic, and it's been coming into Richmond. So we're suing Kinder Morgan and air quality regulators to stop this project immediately.